You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Blue Label Unlimited Group released their annual results for the financial year ended 31 May 2026. This is, of course, the company that was formerly the parent company of CellC until the recent unbundling and separate listing of CellC. We're going to take a look at the Blue Label Telecoms numbers, the CellC numbers having some bearing on the performance of the group. I'm joined on the line by the co-CEO of Blue Label, Mark Levy, to take a look at the numbers and see what we make of it. Mark, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with an overview of the year that was. Business strong from a revenue perspective, just shy of that 10 billion rand mark in terms of revenues. EBITDA just shy of that billion rand mark as well. There's a final dividend that we'll get into. Overall, from a business perspective, how did you feel the year went?
Yeah, we're pretty proud of the year. It was hard. It was good. If you look at, the 9.4 billion, if you impute it, because we only, account for the, as an agent, not as a principal, but if you look at our revenue, it was closer to 100 billion rand for the year. So really proud in terms of driving revenue, driving growth. Our product categories across the board grew. Our different game plans in the energy world, in the data world grew. And yeah, we had some headwinds. We had the March of the Marches, we'd call some, some headwinds across the industry. But all in all, as a management team, very proud of our group. We, listed Celsius in late November last year, where most a few years ago wouldn't have given Celsius a fighting chance. So yeah, a lot more to be proud of. Not to say there weren't some issues, but a lot more wins and losses.
Mark, let's take a look at that CellC business in a bit more detail, because that's been with the Blue Label business for quite some time, all the way from when you initially purchased the business. At some stage, you wrote it down to zero on your own balance sheet. This particular financial year, from a Blue Label Telecoms perspective, the restructuring has cost the business at least 5 billion rand. I want to get your thoughts around that CellC business, the loss it's contributed to your overall business, and kind of where we find ourselves now that the separation has happened and the listing has happened. I caught up with George earlier in the week to discuss the CellC results. They're happy on that side. And obviously, from a Blue Label perspective, you do still maintain an interest in that business even after the listing.
So let's try to break it down a little bit. First of all, kudos to George and his management team, a real great, solid team there. And that's why there's so much opportunity and growth in CellC for many years to come with their new, with the existing game plan and what they're trying to do. Blue Label obviously valued, devalued the asset because it had no value, then revalued the asset. And we thought we could get the listing off at a higher price. It was a tough market. And when we finally managed to get it off at the 9 billion, it would obviously then cause a different markdown in our valuation. And hence that paper entry in terms of where you refer to the 4 billion rand is due to that nature. But we, if you look at the valuation of CellC on the earnings multiples of trades off, it's not even a fraction of where its peers are trading. So lots of growth, lots of scale. What we're looking for is probably what the whole market is looking forward to, is an uncomplicated set of financial results from both Blue Label and CellC. So for the last many years, it's actually been very, very complicated, and not due to us intentionally. It's these new the accounting rules of IFRS, and then you've got to normalize things and then take it out as if it wasn't there and add it back as if it was there. And yes, to be fair to the market, it became very, I wouldn't use clumsy, but very complicated. So we're starting to get a set of results where you're actually getting normalized earnings as if we weren't part of CellC and CellC weren't part of us. We're just a shareholder. So by February next year, when we're presenting our half year results, you should factually see a clean set of CellC results and a clean set of results from Blue Label, which doesn't have all these imputed things. And that's, I think, caused the frustration in the marketplace.
Mark, can we take a look at some of the other aspects of the performance from a Blue Label perspective? Impairments from a business perspective north of the 300 million rand mark, if we're taking into account the goodwill impairment as well as the asset impairments. But alongside that, a little over 130 million rands in losses from disposals. You did, of course, mention at the start of our conversation that some of the factors that have been unfolding throughout the year haven't always been easy. And some of them, like the impairments and accounting adjustments, have to happen, whether it is the business wants them to happen or not, just because we have to follow prudent accounting principles. Take me through some of the other movements that affected your balance sheet and how it is that you've been able to contend with them.
Yeah, you know, I don't think one should read too much in it. You know, as business owners and as running businesses, you're constantly right-sizing your businesses. You're writing off certain things. We sold some assets. You know, we wrote them down. We had some IT capitalizations. So a lot of this is in the normal course of business. We don't foresee it happening in the next period as well. So we had a good opportunity to clean things up quite a lot. Yeah, so we don't foresee them happening, you know, on a perpetual basis. These are generally once-offs that we have accounted for in this period.
Mark, let's take a look at something else that happened in this particular period. One of your subsidiaries, Blue Label Energies, managed to secure quite a significant trading license from an energy trading perspective. It's always nice to be able to move ahead with plans like that and to secure those all-important licenses. Take us through the strategy from that particular subsidiary and kind of how that fits into the broader group picture.
Yeah. If you look at Blue Label, it's really what we call an evolution, you know, from becoming a traditional vendor of electronic tokens to actually evolving into how to solve for revenue, bad revenue collections and poor billing. And in saying that, we generate a lot of revenue in the municipality space, you know, ₹3 to 4 billion a month, which allows us security of cash flows in those areas. And hence, it allows us to then look at how can we do funded projects within those environments. And that bore life into a business called Blue Energy, where we're looking at the ability to build smaller energy production or green energy on the municipal grid. But what we're doing for that is we're really looking at an ecosystem play whereby we apply to NERSA, we got a trading license. So as and when the ability to buy and sell electricity comes available, we have the ability to then trade it within the environments in our municipal space or the large power users. We have a wheeling game plan where we're able then to wheel traffic again to our respective municipalities we deal with and to the large power users. And then we have something called a nodal play where we're looking at deploying our own solar environments either on rooftops or on the ground mounted via solar panels and or with batteries. So really quite a cohesive play to complement the existing power providers, the Eskoms of the world, the big RPPs. You know, if you look at the growth in electricity, will double and treble in the coming years because of, you know, AI, data centers and so forth. So they need lots of what we can do. And we're looking just to complement that energy supply going into the future. Lots of opportunity there.
A business that is in the process of simplifying its structures, and that simplification comes with some additional implications for the time being. The underlying fundamentals of the business remain solid. The business remains clear on its strategy and its focus, and we'll see how that strategy plays out into the new financial year. All the best to you, Mark, and the team. Mark Levy, co-CEO of Blue Label Unlimited Group, joining us to reflect on the full year's numbers they presented the market this morning.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.